Blog Talk Radio.
MVP, the producer.
Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Everybody's hearing the beat, you got to get down. To pump it up a little.
Brand new.
know, hip, not a lot, just a little bit. Cause you know we got to keep it real, you know the deal. I'm trying to fool you all with the old sex appeal. I hope you know what I mean. We represent the king, who blowing a mind how he do the things he do. Spread his love abroad, the living people has been going through hard times and tribulation, but not extinction. Okay, now we got to send the praise up, so let's raise up. It don't take much, just forget for clapping your hand. Now do your dance, no more shackles on the feet, cause now it's set free.
Watch your blessings come down. Praise your name cause you blow my mind. Don't matter whenever I need you, you always right on time. Blind walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Before I gained wisdom, thought I can handle it myself. What's wealth? If you lose your soul, I'm satisfied. Can exhale, now it's under control. So let's go to a better place, better face. See another earth. Passion of Christ, got passion to the day he reverts. Learn to put him first. Anything I want in this life, it's already done and I ain't gotta work. The only thing I need is a little bit of faith. No matter how long it takes, I will patiently wait. I know the change gon' come, that's why I wrote to the song. Yeah, Jesus on my side so I can never go wrong. That's why.
Crackhead Remix exclusive.
Here's a sample.
Now back to your regular
scheduled program. All in the project.
Mic check, 1212. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in, today's topic, well, you know, we on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, to God I give the praise. To God I give the praise. This episode we will be studying, feeding on, growing up in the word of the Almighty God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word. This is Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. With that being said, Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout the day. Thank you, Father, for where you have us at in our lives right now. Father, let your will continue to be done in our lives. We are grateful, Father. We are thankful for your mercy. We're grateful and we're thankful for your grace. Most of all, we are grateful and thankful for your love. and how you showed it and show it still to this day through your son, your only begotten son, Jesus the Christ. Thank you for your son. And thank you for making us your sons. Let your will continue to be done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Get the glory from our lives. In the name of Jesus, get the glory from this broadcast. Keep us encouraged in the name of Jesus. All for your glory, Father. More of you. Give us more of you. More of your spirit. More of your anointing. More of the mind of Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray. Father, have your way in this broadcast. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All day. Father, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, you are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. That's what we on. For sure, man. So let's get it. We ain't going to keep you waiting, man. Let's go ahead and jump into part one. Numbers chapter 27. Part one is Numbers chapter 27. Numbers 27. Let me read this card, inspirational card. You might have heard it before because I have a few cards, but I like to read them. This one is My Eternal Security. You got to know that God is our eternal security. He is your security now. He is your security for eternity. When you receive Jesus. So I give eternal life to them. As a matter of fact, that's what Jesus was saying. This right here. I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. I give eternal life to them. Jesus gives you eternal life. They will never perish. Jesus said you will never perish. You and I will never perish because we believe in Jesus. And it says, and no one will snatch them out of my hands. We shall not be removed. We belong to heaven. We belong, okay, to the God of heaven. Heaven is our home. So Numbers chapter 27, man, let's jump into it. Part one for this Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Numbers chapter 27, verse 1 says, then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, from the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these were names of his daughters. So, okay, hold on. What they were doing right then was just naming the generations, like Zelophehad, then they named his daddy and his granddaddy, and, you know, I think it was like four of them, so their great-granddaddy, too. That's what was going on. In verse 1, we read it again, Numbers chapter 27, verse 1, then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, so Hepher is his daddy, the son of Gilead, Gilead is Hepher's daddy, the son of Machir, Machir is Gilead's daddy, so that's one, two, three, that's four generations right there. The son of Manasseh. Manasseh is Machir daddy. See, all these came up. Zelophehad came from all these, came up on all these. So there's Hepher, Gilead, Machir, Manasseh, and from the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. So Joseph birthed Manasseh, Manasseh birthed Machir, Machir, Machir birthed Gilead, Gilead birthed Hepher, and Hepher birthed Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had five daughters. Okay? These were their names, the latter part of verse 1. These were their names. These were the names of his daughters. Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. That's Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses, before Eleazar the priest, and before the leaders and all the congregation by the doorway of the tabernacle of meeting, saying, our father died in the wilderness. The daughters are saying this. Our father died in the wilderness, But he was not in the company of those who gathered together against the Lord. He was not in the company of those who gathered together against the Lord in company with Korah, but he died in his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be removed from among his family because he had no son? But he got five daughters, though. Give us a possession among our father's brothers. That's who talking to them now, the daughters. Talking to Moses and Eleazar, the priests, and the leaders, and all the congregation of Israel. Give us a possession among our father's brothers. Because ain't no need for him not to have no, who is it? Why should his name be removed? Ain't no need for us not to have no inheritance. His name be removed because he ain't have no son. So you know the what the daughters get the last name of the husband. And it's all daughters. So his name would have been removed because he had all daughters. Verse 5. Numbers chapter 27, verse 5 says, so Moses brought their case before the Lord. Moses brought their case before who? The Lord. And that's what we have to do. We have to bring our cases before the Lord. We have to bring others' cases, other people's cases before the Lord. Don't try to figure it out ourselves or get them info, you know, our best opinion. No, acknowledge the Lord. Verse 6, Numbers chapter 27 says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, the Lord spoke back. Look at verse 5, Numbers chapter 27. Verse 5, so Moses brought their case before the Lord. Now, verse 6 says, and the Lord spoke to Moses. So he talking to the Lord, and the Lord speaking back to him. So the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, verse 7, the daughters of Zelophehad speak what is right. They write in what they're saying, okay? You shall surely give them a possession of inheritance among their father's brothers. You shall surely give them a possession of inheritance among their father's brothers and cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. Look at God intervening. Stand for what is right, and God will honor that. Verse 8 says, yeah, I say that again. Stand for what is right. If you stand for what is right, God will honor that. Okay, how? You stand for righteousness. Stand for God. He'll honor that. Verse 8 says, and you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a man dies and has no son, then you shall cause his inheritance to pass to his daughters. Verse 9, if he has no daughter, then you shall give his inheritance to his brothers. If he has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his father's brothers. And if his father has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to the relative closest to him in his family. And he shall possess it. And it shall be to the children of Israel a statute of judgment, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Okay? See, God broke that thing down. Went all the way in. If he had no sons, give it to the daughter. If he had no daughters, give it to his brothers. If he had no brothers, give it to his father's brothers. If he got no father, his father ain't got no brothers, give it to the closest relative. That's how God broke that thing down. See how he see way further than we see. They're just asking, like, we daughters and we don't have an inheritance, so should he be cut off just because he got no son? And God broke that thing all the way down. Could give it to the closest relative. All right? Numbers chapter 27, verse 12. Hold on. Numbers chapter 27. We're in Numbers chapter 27, verse 12. And it says, now the Lord said to Moses, go up into this mount Abiram and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. Go up into this mountain Abiram by name and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. The Lord said this to Moses. The Lord gave this land to the children of Israel. Verse 13, and when you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother was gathered. Moses about to die. God talking to him. Well, he about to transition from this earth to heaven. When you have seen it, seen what? All the land in verse 12 that God has given them, the promised land. When you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people as Aaron, your brother, was gathered. For in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, you rebelled against my command to hallow me at the waters before their eyes. You rebelled against me, is what God is saying to Moses, to honor me. Yeah, hallowed be your name, to honor me at the waters before their eyes. These are the waters of Meribah at Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. Numbers chapter 27, verse 15 says, then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation. Verse 17, who may go out before them and go in before them, who may lead them out and bring them in. Look at that. Not tell them, not send them. This is a real leader. This is real leaders. God has real true leaders. This is a real leader. So look at the verse 16, Numbers chapter 27, verse 16. Let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, the God of the spirits of all flesh, set a man over the congregation who may go out before them, not send them out before he get there, but he gonna go out before them and go in before them as well, who may lead them out and bring them in. He gonna lead them and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep which have no shepherd. Verse 18, Numbers chapter 27, verse 18 says, and the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua. All right. Take Joshua, the son of Nun, with you, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay your hands on him. So Joshua, already a man in whom is the spirit, got the spirit in him, and lay your hands on him. Because you remember Joshua and Caleb are the only two spies that came back who Moses sent, but they were the only two that came back with a positive report. And the ones that came back with faith in God, they didn't get scared because they saw the giants in the promised land. They didn't get scared. They had faith in God, knowing God was bigger, just like David when he went at Goliath. He knew God was bigger. He looked at Goliath and said, man, God is way bigger than that. He recognized, well, God, what? You made something that big or somebody that big? I know you super, super spectacular with it. So verse 18, Numbers chapter 27, yeah, I'm going back, right back there. The Lord said to Moses, take Joshua, the son of Nun, with you, a man in whom is the spirit, and lay your hand on him. Set him before Eleazar, the priest, and before all the congregation, and inaugurate him in their sight. Verse 20, Numbers chapter 27 says, and you shall give some of your authority to him. Moses is going to give some of his authority to Joshua, right? God is saying this. You shall give, this is Numbers chapter 27, verse 20, and you shall give some of your authority to him that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. Give him some of your authority so all the children of Israel could be obedient, because the children of Israel knew that Moses was chosen by God. Verse 21 says, he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall inquire before the Lord for him. By the judgment of the Urim, he shall stand before Eleazar the priest. Stand before the priest, who shall inquire before the Lord for him. By the judgment of Urim, at his word they shall go out, and at his word they shall come in. He and all the children of Israel with him, all the congregation. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands on him and inaugurated him, just as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. So Moses was obeying God, but he had an anger problem that tripped him up. And instead of him speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. Like he the one that made that came out. So he was supposed to speak to the rock at that point. God told him to speak to it. It was a time he told him to smite the rock and hit the rock, but this particular time he told him to speak to the rock. But Moses was so mad at the children of Israel for them, you know, not having faith in God, not trusting God. So he messed around and he hit it, hit the rock. That's why God said, you will see the promised land, Moses, but you're not going to eat it. When you have seen it, your access will be granted to your people. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, man, and we own it, man. That was Numbers chapter 27. Joshua is getting an inaugurated, so it's another leader of God about to take over, because Moses is about to go to heaven. He going home. He's not going to be used no longer on the earth. Okay? So Moses, God used Moses to lead his people out of bondage, and God chose Joshua. And Joshua, you know, God is going to lead them into the promised land through Joshua. All right? Cool. This is when hip-hop meets Christ.
Hip-hop, see you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll be right back after these messages. Jail, hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. When we come back, Psalms 137, part 2. Yes.
Trusting God to watch it. Feel like I should keep silent. His goodness manage my deposit. Never was it mythical. They speak so hypocritical. But once they live it real, you see the change in individuals. Their minds staying pacified, justified, solidified, and puffed up with wisdom in it. Running out of time, and I watch the world in panoramic. Mental strains, planet panic. Nation haze, falling out of rhythm. Seek forgiveness, Janet. Fire forged by Christ, Lord. Jesus is what Satan ain't. Face the floor, and I give him thanks. Seek the throne, know his soul's at stake. Big grown, stay in the world alone. Put the shake on these dark spirits. Lash Satan with the sharp lyrics. Excruciate the pain, grudge with it. Sentence me to they world test. Past them all, became more blessed. So assured, seek the word, not live the word. Take it more or less. Sharp sword, competition, unthoroughbred man, and go and get your gun. I'ma stand, understand, save the sun in his plan, man. The last days are come. Songs. $1 billion industry, but you can count that money gone. Never worship spirits, and I never worship demons neither. Use the natural gift of speech they practice in that Facebook preaching. Chains around the collar, plus diamonds in the sky, but we don't talk to Lucy, know it. Lucifer will die, and they don't wanna live it now. They get the Nephilim genetic, and the logic is so pathetic. And they say that we just don't get it. And what they gon' get, man? Oh my God, got it. On a real level, man, that's my topic. Whenever I want, turn it up, get it poppin'. Ain't no battle tap, rap, go stop it. You can fall back with the minstrel show. No blackface, no Sambo. We don't tap dance and we don't sell souls. Revolution last day, stay, ain't no. But it's all cool, it's still posting the hood. Tell them that truth, spit fire in the booth. You can ask Swing, go ask Shea Booth. Blood of the Lord right down to the root. Checking my lead, where all those need. I ain't really, really heard nothing like G. That be the proof of the Christ in me or the Christ in you. Every eye shall see in the chip off my shoulders. I'm trying to be in heaven with a diamond size of boulders. It's the gift inside the soldier, not the clip inside the holster, or the venom inside the cobra. It's the ride before it's over. It's the fact they keep telling lies despite the times it's colder. Until they baby dies, then they want to sympathize with these world crimes up on the minds. Armageddon is getting closer. Living blind is by design. Won't dumb it down for you weed smokers, heat holders, trap workers, politicians. We all sinners. Seek Christ, live your life. Eternal life is the call, member. Honey locust, baptized by the fire till the end. Revolution, signing off. Jesus searches the hearts of men.
They not ready for this one,
they not
man.
Ready.
The devil is not ready for this one, man. Just get your hands to the sky. Listen. Phone cut up, going on 7 weeks. Head above water, trying to make ends meet. How you gonna provide for your family? Working 3 jobs and it don't make sense. So you compromise your innocence. Clocking at the strip to make your dividends. Seems like life has got the upper hand. You're stuck in rock bottom, but hope for you, man. Stagnant for a while, felt trapped in cages. Christ became my upper, now I can flip those pages. Turn my pain to joy, then to laughter. Brand new man, brand new start, brand new chapter. Devil thought he had me bound, had me captured. But Christ came in, and devil's plans got altered. Born again, safe and secure, at the altar. Our Father in heaven, whose plans can never falter.
Consequences would be crazy and my life would just be awful.
Don't let these crazy religious folks make you ever hesitate just to get it straight. This is automatic trip. This is automatic trip. This is automatic trip. Rap about the Most High, why? Cause he's true. Wanna let the whole world know the deal. This is automatic trill. Automatic trill. Automatic trill. This is automatic trill. I'm a menace to the so-called Illuminati. They wanna trip and put a chip inside a human body. Time for us to strike blow for the kingdom like we knew karate. So you can do Pilates. You can stack your money so high, drive a new Bugatti. But if your spirit ain't right, then it's all for nada. Time to hit on these, repent and just call them father. You think it's cool the way you're living, but it's really not. Consequences could be fatal when the world is really hot. You were made in the image of the creator to be something so much greater than a carbon copy imitator. Make a real decision before you end up in prison. Cause the lifestyle you're living, you need to drop it like a hot potato.
Wait, hold up.
I know you're feeling it deep down in your spirit and your soul. And you know that you was made for more. Time to give it all to daddy, time to let it go.
This is automatic trip. This is automatic trill. Rap about the Most High, why? Cause he's trill. I just wanna let the whole world know the deal. This is automatic trill. Automatic trill. Automatic trill. This is automatic trill.
Trill, this is automatic trill. Trill, this is automatic trill.
Bow your head and repent, cause the Most High is calling you.
Yeah, Mike, check 1212, what's cracking? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You know what I'm talking about? Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. That's what we got on deck. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Taking the Bible chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Getting it in and getting it on. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Part one was Numbers chapter 27. We already hooked that up. Did that. You know what I'm saying? Joshua just got inaugurated by Moses. He was chosen by God. Just like Moses was chosen by God. Joshua was chosen by God. Excuse me, by God. To, you know, lead the people after Moses went to heaven. Alright. Part two. For this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy, Teaching Tuesdays is what we call it. Psalms 137, let's go there. Part 2, Psalms 137. Mm-hmm. Psalms 137, we moving right along, man. Kingdom of Heaven still moving strong. Psalms 137. Starting with verse 1. Give a few more seconds to get there. Mm-hmm. 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 All right, Psalms 137. Verse 1 says, by the rivers of Babylon. Babylon, that's a foreign land, confusion, they're not submitted to God, Babylon. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down.
Yea, we wept. We sat down by the rivers of Babylon, and we wept. We started crying. When we remembered Zion, because we in Babylon, but we started crying when we remembered Zion. See, Zion is that place, that chosen place by God. Zion is that place we can praise. He dwells in our praise, inhabits the praises of his people. Verse 2, Psalms 137 says, we hung our harps. You know, harps are used to play that beautiful music, right? We hung our harps. They hung their harps up upon the willows in the midst of it. You know how you be going through something. You know, that's what they were doing. They going through in Babylon, in the foreign land, longing for Zion, longing for where we can praise God. Excuse me, praise him, though. You know, sometimes you just go through stuff, but you got to know that God working all things out for you. That's it. We know that. So we hang on our hearts, verse 2, Psalms 137, verse 2. We hang on our hearts upon the willows in the midst of it. There are those who carry praise God, man. Y'all be sounding so good. Sing another one on. Verse 4 says, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? You say hallelujah anyhow. See, we have this to learn from. So we should not be still doing what they were doing. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? We know that all things work together for our good. We know to in all things give thanks. They were carried away captive. They were plundered, you know, ramsacked. So how shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? Verse 4 says. Verse 5, Psalms 137, verse 5 says, if I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. I'm not going to forget the place that God chose. Jerusalem, Zion, I ain't going to forget it. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy, I'm going to exalt Jerusalem because that's God's chosen place, above my chief joy. It ain't talking about just Jerusalem, the land. The spirit. Spiritual Jerusalem as well. All right? Above my chief joy. Verse 7 says, remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom. We ain't going to praise. We ain't going to sing no song of praise that y'all asked us to. But we going to remember the Lord. They remembered and started talking to God. Verse 7, Psalm 137. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem. He said, raise it to its very foundation. Bring it down to its foundation. Verse 8 says, O daughter of Babylon, who are to be destroyed, daughter of Babylon. Babylon is confusion. O daughter of confusion, who are to be destroyed. Happy the one who repays you as you have served up. They took them away captive. They wrapped them. No telling what else. You know what I'm talking about? Rape them. There ain't no telling what else. For O daughter of Babylon, who are to be destroyed, you're going to be destroyed. Babylon, daughter of Babylon, too. Happy the one who repays you as you have served us. Happy the one who takes and dashes your little ones against the rock. Is your little ones against the rock? Yeah, they have an abortion. Babylon is the system. Carry out abortions legally. Because in God, you ain't ignorant. He ain't stupid. God knows everything. He's all knowing. He knew it was going to happen with abortions back then. Happy the one. That's why it's written right here, too. Happy the one who takes and dashes your little ones against the rock. Y'all want to be bothering children and, you know what I'm saying, making children go through stuff these days. So happy is the one who takes your little ones and dashes them up against the rock. Wow. We're going to go ahead and go to Psalms 138 too, y'all. Psalms 138. Praise you with my whole heart. Yeah, praise God with your whole heart. Before the gods I will sing praises to you. I will sing praises to you before the gods. Little G-O-D-S, I will sing praises to you. I'm going to sing praises to the G-O-D. Verse 2 says, I will worship your name. And praise your name. And then worship God. And then praise God. For your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word against all your names. God is his name. His word is all of his name. His word is Jesus. So that's God's word. For you have magnified your word above all your might. Magnified his word above all his reputation. Verse 3 says, in the day when I cried out, you answered me. Yeah, look to Jesus. You answered me. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. So not only did he answer, but he made me bold, made you bold. All in your soul, right? In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. Made me bold with strength in my soul as well. Hallelujah. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. Sing of the ways of the Lord. When they hear the words of the Lord, they're going to praise the Lord. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Yeah, the glory of the Lord is great. Verse 6, Psalms 138 says, though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly. Even though he, the Most High God, he regards or considers the lowly. But the proud, he knows from afar, and that goes for all the proud. The proud, he knows from afar. Because see, pride is of the devil. Humbleness or humility, being humble, that's of God. When you see pride, that's devil. That's devilish. When you see humility or being humble, that's Jesus-ish. That's Jesus. All right. So let me read verse 6 again. It says, though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly. He considers the lowly ones. But the proud he knows from afar. I don't know them. They way over there somewhere. Know them from afar. Put the high. God hit the husband on the proud. Hold on. Hit that husband on them. You know what I'm saying? Stick the palms out. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Verse 7 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. That reminds me of the scripture with the Psalms 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because God is with me. Verse 7, Psalms 138 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. We living in the midst of trouble. We living in an evil world, but God. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. God's going to stretch out his hand against the wrath of your enemies. Hallelujah. And your right hand will save me. Hallelujah. God got this. That's right. Verse 8 says, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. The Lord is working in your life. You're not by yourself. Even though you can't see him, you see his work. You hear him. You know what I'm talking about? You hear them throughout the day sometimes. You feel them through the breeze. You hear them through a song or whatever. Verse 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. He's going to perfect. He's the only one that's perfect. The Lord is going to perfect that which concerns me, which concerns us. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Hallelujah. God got your back. I don't care if it's nobody else on the earth that has your back. You got to know that God has your back. And if there's nobody on the earth that has your back, God, through people on the earth, he'll show you that I got your back. You know what I'm talking about?
Hallelujah. Even if you don't have people, because God don't have to use people all the time. He don't have to use angels. He'll show up himself and handle that for you. So, yeah, hallelujah, man, to the greatest, the most amazing God, Abba Father. You know what I'm talking about? You are tuned into When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right. Hip-Hop Bible Study, little buddy. You can part one, which was Numbers chapter 27. Part two, we got two of them things in there. Psalms 137 and Psalms 138. When we come back, we're going to jump into Acts chapter number 20. Part number three. When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, part number three, Acts chapter 20, when we come back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. We'll be right back. Hip-Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Yeah.
King of kings. Lord of lords, ruler of all creation, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, the I am. Who am I with a speck in your eye? Orphan I fell, now I dwell on earth's pigsty. I'm not worthy to serve thee. Clean me, I'm dirty. I bow at the throne of your majestic mercy. It seems this world is seamless with no boundaries of lies to who the king is. They make idols and stories of Greek gods, creating dictions of fiction just to see God. But you are the I am. A motherless child is exactly what the world says that I am. But what do you say? The earth groans and waits for counterfeit fake heirs like toothpaste. Ambiance more brilliant than the Renaissance. You spotted me like the latest form of chicken pox, and then saved me, renamed me. Jesus Christ is the only man that could tame me. El Shaddai, all power in your scepter. Your word is ambrosia, the sweetest nectar. Allow me to be the lesser. Enter in your courts if only as a jester. For I am a fool and you're the perfecter. I am a wretch and you're my protector. I am the clay, but I could be a masterpiece. You are the molder. Mold me, your majesty. The moon and the stars bow at your feet. The earth is your footstool, and I fall to my knees. You amaze me. You're amazing. How can I capture the ever present, ever beauty of the rapture? The greatest gift is to stand among the witnesses. There are no words and no lines and no sentences. No categories. You prove supreme in the first verse of Genesis. I'm on your team, so you come and put an end to this. Bloodstained love belt me out like a stimulus. Senseless. It's straight senseless. How can I show you the many praises, many thanks that I owe you? The many storms, many trials that you spoke to. And said feast brought peace like a guru. Cats play with black magic and the voodoo. Believe in false trinities of the Hindus. They choose to live atheist or agnostic to gain life when they really should have lost
it.
They play Christ like he's some kind of prophet. Like he suffered for your sins and your losses. Like he's bleeding between two crosses. Jesus Christ is my savior despite my behavior. My God's the giver and your God's the taker. Your God's creator and mine's the creator. My God's my lover and yours is my hater. Your God's a plunkin', my God is greater for real. The moon and the stars bow at your feet. Amaze me, you're self-loathing, but your attitude is stank. I refuse to get banked by you and Mrs. on fake. Suicide is my fate. That's a risk I'm willing to take, I'm willing to make. This flesh gotta die, yo, those are part of the breaks. I done tasted death, I done tasted life. God knows I'm aware of the stakes. I fell through my mistakes. Got up because of racial spirits. Had me running, but I stopped, turned, looked you in your face. Now let's get this matter straight. Strongholds is about to break. Cause lust, you've been meddling in my life since I was 8. Had me doing things I hate, which turns into self-hate. So I'm getting weaker, which gave you power to procreate. So hate turns into rage, like a tiger in a cage. Bottled up, you ain't show your face till a much later age. Inside my soul is screaming from all the spirits that came in. Don't know the meaning or reason, can't breathe, I'm choking. I'm wheezing, I had a need for affection, which turned to fear of rejection, which made me cold-hearted, allowed the spirit depression to enter and undetected. I'm warring against an army, I had no spiritual weapons, I need to be resurrected. The same goes for this nation, they blind to the war that's waging. They focus on occupations like rats racing in mazes, or crying in silent pain. They taking knots to their veins, they're lonely and brokenhearted. They feel their lives are in vain. Perversion, use her uncle to steal away her security. He was lost, the neighbor took away his purity. Anger uses the father to beat his son when he's drunk. His son go get the gun to show the world he is not a punk. And pride enters a man, cause this a man, he got swag. Now he's breaking hearts, turn the good woman into the bad. And now she's hurt and bitter, rebellion is linked up with a stone cold feminist. No, she will not submit. The sins of our fathers dug up by grave robbers, they plague and torture us. We need our godly father. We are the Joshua generation. It's time for the renovations, tearing the walls down, back to the foundation and back to the cornerstone. Fight till he call us home, but it ain't the time yet. We got martyr mindsets, we getting up out the box and standing up on the rock. We kicking the tables over, we shutting the devil down. We call on the name of Jesus, prophets and interceders, rappers and poets, y'all, teachers, we worship leaders. We stand for the truth, y'all, no time for the compromise. You see the signs in the skies, leaders dropping like flies. Follow the lust of eyes, they love what they should despise. They think we're the only guys. It's time for true Christians to rise. When will you recognize the enemies running rampant, controlling the multitudes? We sit where we should be standing, speak to it and command it. I reign over the satanic, I follow the Son of Man. Authority's in his hands, power is on his tongue, freedom for everyone. I speak in his name, demons will flee and they start to run. I'm tired of hurt and pain, tired of dirt and stains, sick of this devil that's trying to run me into the grave. Make me a pawn slave, make me a weed slave, make me a fool slave. I'm tired, I need change. Make me a party slave, make me a coke slave, and make me a money slave. Jesus' name.
Like a thief in the darkness, when I'm at my be watchful and pray, but the enemy wants to keep me away from my Savior. The doubt and my questions to the point of alienation, so he can steal and snatch away the very air that I breathe. He wants me to cease in all conversations with the Lord. So you can see again. In Jesus' name, we bring authority. We speak through airway deliverance, it's priority. How can you fight a war without an enemy? It's not the Western world, it's not the Middle East, it's not Muslim or Jew, it's not you, it's not me. It's not about all, it's not about weapons of indeed.
decree. We have authority.
Yes, we decree.
We have authority.
We decree.
We have the victory.
We have the victory.
Yes, we decree.
We have the victory.
Addiction, perversion and affliction, shame and adultery, yeah, you got to go. Witchcraft, divination, fear and manipulation, bondage, jealousy, lunacy, you got to go. Gluttony, obesity, insanity, low self-esteem, vanity, hypocrisy, profanity, you got to go. Hater of humanity, pride, rage, envy, sloth, agony, pain, yeah, shame, yo, you got to go.
Yeah, yeah. What's cracking? You all tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy, studying this Bible and playing some hip hop that's glorifying God our Father. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. To God, I give all the praise. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right. Part 3. Acts chapter 20. We're in part 3, which is Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. So let's go ahead and go to Acts chapter 20. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Acts chapter 20. Acts is all about the actions of God, the miracles that he is doing through his apostles. Those that follow Jesus, those that receive Jesus, you know, and continue to follow him too. All right, after he left. So Acts chapter 20, let's go. The actions of God through the apostles, these regular old men, but they had faith in God. All right. So what would God do with your little regular old self if you have faith in him? Mm-hmm. What could he do with you if you have faith in him? Think about it. Alright, so yeah, Acts chapter 20, verse 1 says, after the uproar had ceased. After the uproar had ceased, because they was, you know, in the uproar, because, you know, the anointing of God was coming through there. You know what I'm saying? It was messing up people's lives. It was messing up their occupations and all that, so they didn't like that. You know what I'm saying? So there was an uproar. Alright, Acts chapter 20, verse 1, after the uproar had ceased, Paul called the disciples to himself, embraced them, and departed to go to Macedonia. Now, when he had gone over that region and encouraged them with many words, he came to Greece. Look at that, Greece. Mm-hmm. The gospel going all over the world, even way back then. You know what I'm talking about? In Greece. I wonder if they had a gospel over there now. I wonder if they... Mm-hmm. Anyway, verse 3. It says, so he came to Greece and stayed 3 months, and when the Jews plotted against him, as he was about to sail to Syria, he decided to return through Macedonia. Because they plotted against him, the Jews. His own peeps, huh? Mm-hmm. Verse 4. And Sopater of Berea accompanied him to Asia, also Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians, and Gaius of Derbe and Timothy, and Tychicus and Trophimus of Asia. These men going ahead waited for us at Troas. But we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and in 5 days joined them at Troas, where we stayed 7 days. So they waited for them 5 days. And then when they got there, they stayed 7 days. Okay, verse 7. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Now, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. Whoa. Yeah. People don't even want to call in here for an hour. They don't even want to call to the broadcast for an hour. They don't even want to go to church. You know, they might get to church an hour, but let's see. Let's read verse 7 again. Let's see how long Paul was preaching. Now, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, he spoke to them and continued his message all the way until midnight. There were many lamps in the upper room where they were gathered together. So he preached a long time, all the way to midnight. And in a window sat a certain young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep, because it's midnight, right? He was overcome by sleep, and as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. Wow. Wow. So Paul preached so long, buddy, in the window, he done fell asleep in this third floor window and fell out the third floor window. Let's read that again, verse 9. And in a window sat a certain young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep. And as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. Verse 10 says, but Paul went down. Look at this. But Paul went down, fell on him, and embracing him said, do not trouble yourselves, for his life is in him. Look at Paul. See that? Paul wasn't bothered. Paul was not bothered by the fact that Buddy fell out the window. You know how most folks were, oh, my God. Oh, man. See, Paul, he's about to be. He got faith in God. So verse 10 says, but Paul went down, fell on him, embracing him, said, do not trouble yourselves, for his life is in him. Now when he had come up and broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till daybreak, he departed. Look at that. He spoke to midnight and then from midnight to daybreak. So that's from like midnight to what, the sun come up about 6:30. That's some preaching, boy, I'm telling you. And guess what? The people was gathered around to hear from God. These days, they act like they ain't got time for God. They show God, I ain't got time for you. We go to church late and then want to get out early. You know what I'm saying? Don't even spend time with God during the week. They got to go do this and that and the other. There's so much stuff and so many distractions in life. You know what I'm talking about? These folk was listening. They had a heart. That's why God was doing what he was doing in Acts, because these people were submitted to God. They didn't let none of their life, none of this stuff in life was more important to them than God. They wanted the Lord. So Paul preaching at midnight. And he ain't telling how long he was preaching before that. But it's midnight, buddy, and fell out the window, you know what I'm saying, from the third floor, because he sleep. You know what I'm saying? Paul went down, fell on him, embraced him, said, don't trouble yourself. His life is in him. You know what I'm saying? So now when he had come up, had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till daybreak, he departed. I'm talking about preach from midnight till the sun came up, or before midnight till the sun came up. And people won't even, I'm telling you how it is right now. People won't even give you an hour, 45 minutes of their time. They'll talk to you on the phone or whatever. I'm just giving my testimony. People will talk to me on the phone or what have you, get some advice, but won't call the broadcast and stay on here, you know what I'm saying, and hear from God. That's a shame, but that's the people that these days, okay? Verse 12. And they brought the young man in alive. Look at that. See, want God to do miracles. They want God to bless them 100% of the time, but only want to pimp for God in 20% of the time. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They want God to bless them 100% of the time and only want to give God 20%. And then get mad at God when stuff go wrong in their life. Verse 12, Acts chapter 20. And they brought the young man in alive, the one who fell from the third story window, who Paul went down and breaking and said his life ended on be trouble, they brought the young man in alive, and they were not a little confident. They weren't a little confident. They brought the man in alive. They thought they took him up dead. He alive? What the? They weren't a little confident. A lot of comfort. Verse 13 says, then we went ahead to the ship and sailed to Assos. There, intending to take Paul on board, for so he had given orders, intending himself to go on foot. So they wanted him to get on board to sail with them. He talking about he gonna walk. Verse 14 says, and when he met us at Assos, we took him on board and came to Mytilene. We sailed from there. Where we at? Acts chapter 20, verse 15. We sailed from there, and the next day came opposite Chios. The following day we arrived at Samos and stayed at Trogyllium. The next day we came to Miletus, for Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he would not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hurrying to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. Paul was on a mission. Acts chapter 20, verse 17 says, from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, you know from the first day that I came to Asia in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. I'm serving the Lord with all humility, humble as I can be, with many tears, going through it in trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews plotting against Paul, and you know they were plotting real good against Paul because Paul was the leader, ringleader, going to get the followers of Christ, and he was consenting to their death. So he was going to get them and bringing them back to get stoned and bringing them back to get in prison and all that. So they really plotting against Paul. Verse 20, but you better stand, just like Paul was standing to stand for Jesus. Verse 20, Acts chapter 20, verse 20, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, publicly and from house to house, testifying to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, repentance toward God. Repent. Stop doing things your way. Start doing things God's way. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in Jesus. Verse 22, Acts chapter 20 says, and see now I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulation await me, and he's still amped up and ready to go. Most of us, I'm talking about, we see it's tribulations and chains waiting for me. We want to stay away from it. See, we can learn a lot from the people in the Bible, except the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. Verse 24, Acts chapter 20 says, but none of these things move me. See what I'm saying? To like Paul had, none of these things move me. Nor do I count my life dear to myself. I'm dedicated to God, so that I may finish my race with joy. I'm going to finish my race with joy. I ain't going to be sad or depressed and oppressed. I'm going to finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Verse 25, and indeed now I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God will see my face no more. You're not going to see me anymore. Verse 26 says, therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men. I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God. Not bits and pieces, but the whole counsel of God. Don't just be getting bits and pieces of this Bible talking about you got it. No, we need the whole word. Verse 28 says, therefore, take heed, pay attention to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Who did it? The Holy Spirit has made us overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. It's his. We just shepherding it. Yeah, for them pastors that think the church is theirs, it ain't yours. Let me read this verse again. Therefore, take heed. This is Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves. He's talking to the elders, the leaders. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock as well. Pay attention to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit, not man, the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God. Yeah, shepherd the church of God. Take care of the church, not the church taking care of you. You know what I'm saying? So the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. That's Jesus' church, because he purchased it with his own blood and made you overseers. Hallelujah. Made us overseers, man. Take care of God's church and God's people. You're an overseer. You're a shepherd. Verse 29, Acts chapter 20. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves. After I leave, then savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. I'm talking about people get towed up and wondering why they get towed up, but won't give God no time. Or give, want to pimp God in and then wonder why their life all in shambles or all out of order. Well, God, I love you. Why are you letting this happen to me? What you, I'm talking about how you show him the love. Me sitting up here just saying it. But I see how folks, I'm talking about, I see personally how people do. You know what I'm saying? With the folks that I talk to and how they'll get God from me on the phone, but they won't call the broadcast and get Bible study. You see what I'm saying? They do. They call one time. You know what I'm saying? Don't want to call no more. Yeah, it's just crazy, man. What we give our attention and time to. And this is the most important thing, our relationship with God is and faith in God. And when you tune into this, you're going to get more faith in God. I don't want people to tune in and hear me. I want people to tune in and hear my Father. But they'll give their time to any and everything else. That's vanity. That's why I keep talking about it, why I keep talking about it. That's why it bothers me. All is vanity. And that's what they're chasing, though. When the Bible tells us to chase God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that they're chasing will be added to you. God know what we need. So let me read verse 29 again. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves, not overseers, not shepherds of the church or the flock, savage wolves who want to come in among you, not sparing the flock. The wolves going to come in, they ain't going to even be sparing the flock. Because wolves eat sheep. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's saying pay attention to yourself. Take heed to yourself and to the flock. And remember that the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God. It's God's church, which he purchased with his own blood. Verse 30 says, also from among yourselves men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. If people read their word and get in a relationship with God for themselves instead of waiting on Rev to preach Sunday, they will not be out here getting deceived and getting ate up by wolves and being, you know, led away by the perverse things that draw away the disciples after men. They turning away from God to what men are saying. And I'm seeing that a whole lot with my generation. It says, therefore, watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. I'm talking about compassionate. Warn everyone night and day with tears. Wow. So now, brethren, I commend you to God, because he's leaving. You ain't going to see my face no more. He just told him a few verses up. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. I don't want nobody else's stuff. You see what I'm saying? That's Paul. Right? I don't want nobody else's stuff. That's me too. I don't want nobody else's stuff. Just give me mine. What's mine? You know what I'm saying? Whatever God wants for me. That's all I want. So, Paul saying, I didn't cover nobody's stuff. Where we at? Acts chapter 20. Verse 33 says, I have coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. There's a lot of pastors out there, preachers out there, that's coveting people's money.
God sees everything. And we all got to give an account to him. Every last one of us, I don't care how long you've been saved and walking with God, everybody got to give an account to God. That's why it's best to obey God and submit to him.
Verse 34 says, yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me, these hands. Yeah, I'm working. These hands have provided. You see what I'm saying? Provided for my necessity, everything I needed, and for those who were with me. In other words, Paul was not a burden to anybody. I work with my own hands before I become a burden to anybody. Verse 35, I have shown you in every way by laboring like this. I showed you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. You got to support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. It's more blessed. You're more blessed to give than to receive. And I, these preachers who need to hear this, because they too busy taking up this offering, that offering, and the other. And Jesus let you know it's better to give than to receive. But they receiving all that money. They ain't giving away nothing. That's all right. God's going to check them. We all got to give account to God. Verse 36, and we almost finished. Acts chapter 20, verse 36 says, and when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all. Then they all wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him. Kissed him goodbye. Sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they would see his face no more. And they accompanied him to the ship, because Paul had to go. You will see me no more. You see what I'm saying? Paul had to go. People take you for granted, not knowing God can call any one of us home at any time. They'll be looking for you. Oh man, I'm talking about looking over you guys. You know, as soon as you go, your whole funeral be crowded.
I'm like, huh? Wait, what's going on?
That's phony.
You know what I'm talking about? They'll look up.
People you ain't even seen or talked to in years, decades, centuries. Oh, all right. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, man. Joshua. Just a vessel that God be using like this. This has been When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in, man. We got, 34 minutes left on the broadcast. We done got 4 chapters in. We usually just do 3 parts and 3 chapters, and that's it. We got 4 chapters in a day, and we finished, and we got over 30 minutes left on the broadcast. So, Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Part 1, Numbers chapter 27. Part 2, Psalms 137 and 138. Part 3, Acts chapter 20. I can't talk right now. Let me rewind. Scriptures for today. Part 1, Numbers chapter 27. Part 2, Psalms 137 and Psalm 138. Part 3 was Acts chapter 20. All right. Look to Me by Joshua O. Aces Grant. Paperback version, if you want that, $11.49. Ebook also available if you want that. Go to Zulon Press before you go to Amazon or Barnes & Nobles, please. ZulonPress.com. Go to the bookstore. Put in Look to Me. Get that if you want it. All right? They're also available on Barnes & Noble as well, but appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. This has been When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I have been Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. You know what I'm talking about? Just submitted to God and resisting that devil, and he fleeing. Thank you, Jesus. Holler at y'all next time when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Gia.
They can retreat when they're being persecuted by these Satanist priests. When the saddest the fact that they preach, and this for the martyrs. Thousands of Christians are slaughtered because they committed to father. This shit evaded Stephen for what they believe in, but these saints never quit, they go harder. This for the missionaries because it is scary. Some are beaten, some shot in the kill. They know they could end up buried in the cemetery, but they give all they got in the field. And this for the past, the book is the last, the shepherd, the flock, and they live for the master. Live for the master. They're not chasing rewards in this life, they know where to come after. Here to come after. Whoa. I couldn't believe my eyes on the screen. I seen ISIS put 21 guys on their knees, and these Christians were beheaded right on the beach. And that's the blood color, the tide in the sea. I broke down and started to cry because we can worship at the service time that we please. And praying, open up our Bibles and read. See, while our brothers out there dying, we're free. They're martyred because they won't deny them, but we deny them every time we're silent. We be in the church, but rarely go outside it to preach. Watching them acidify and beneath my behind, the bravery's inspiring me. So from here on out, the lions unleash the Lord before I join the silence. I bleed. Ha! Jesus gave his life for me and he broke. Life for me and he broke. How can I not want these people to know? Want these people to know? Now, see, they're fighting to put a ban on his name so they can throw us in the slammer and chains. But they give the odds of to stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. America's the new Gomorrah, and we have been doing what Sodom did. Millions are murdered in abortions, and we don't do nothing about it, kid. They marry men and girls with girls if that's something you got a problem with. They'll start to spew all types of hate, and they'll say it's you that's intolerant. They tell us knowledge is obtained in all of our schools and these colleges. But that's where our children are misled. They're taught there's no proof that a God exists. They tell our kids to what you feel. See, they got polluting their minds with this. Our hearts are deceitful and they're wicked. It is just foolish to follow it. But enough with it is not enough. They want us to approve of this godlessness. We can agree to disagree, but no, they say choose who you siding with. I'm never scared. The choice is easiest, but yes, you are in God I live. I poke the RC and I will squatting and poop on your Baphomet. Cats packing, gas shooting, two popping glocks to your house, they will come. To your house, they will come. Rack, boom, 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 pop, pop, pop. That's the sound of the gun. That's the sound of the gun. If ever they run upon me and put brutus in my head and say, my head and say, see now your God, I'm screaming, Christ is real, hallelujah, I'm free. Jesus gave his life for me and he broke. Life for me and he broke. How can I not want these people to know? Want these people to know? Now, see, they're fighting to put a ban on his name so they can throw us in the slammer and chains. But they give the odds of to stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day. Yeah, hallelujah all day. Yeah, I will stand up and say hallelujah all day.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip hop is not the same, all hip hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.